Hi, this is David Stockton with Stockton Mortgage, the official mortgage provider for KSR. Headquartered in Kentucky with local service and local decisions, we've been helping people finance their homes for 20 years, and we would like to help you too. Purchase or refinance, if you have not taken advantage of these historically low rates, you could be missing out on substantial savings. These low rates will not last forever, so go to Stockton.com or call 888-914-2276 to get started. NMLS number 8259, Equal Housing Lender.
Talk Radio 1080. Welcome to Hour 2 of Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Now, here's Matt Jones.
Welcome back. Hour number 2, Kentucky Sports Radio, 502-571-1080. Text machine 772-774-5254. Good hour of texting with all the Chesters and the Chets and the volleyballs and chains of love. We got a lot of good messages right there. And one person writes, Matt, I'm very against these fast food chain pay things and paying for people behind you. People need to pay for their own food. I'm fine with charity for those who need it, but the fast food drive-through thing is stupid and ridiculous, and I feel very passionately about this issue.
Tell.
Wow. So do you all agree? Is it stupid and ridiculous, or is it a nice gesture?
I think it's a nice gesture. I mean,
very nice gesture.
In a world where there's so much hate, you actually got something nice that people are doing for each other. I like it. I'm just not paying your $33.
You agree, Ryan?
Yeah, and it could be, we don't know, that lady in the, well, I don't know if it was a lady, the person behind him that had the $33 bill, that may have been, you know, a really tough expense, but they had a bunch of kids in there. She's trying to feed everybody, and then somebody does that for her. It may have been, just a blessing.
Well, that's the Clay Walker song, which we'll play to start the next segment. It's like, Shane, you got to find the place where she's working and she's a waitress, and they leave a $100 bill, and she's been, like, on her feet, and things aren't going well. You know that song?
Yeah. We're going to play it, like you said, in just a few minutes. But, you know, the person who starts it, though, not only has to pay for their own, they also have to pay for whoever's behind them.
I know, but that's the real winner, right? Like, that's the person who's, like, showing the most of their soul. They're paying for theirs and someone else's.
Yep, that's a good person. Yeah. But I'm sure somebody's going to break the chain eventually. It's not going
to. Now, the opposite of that is the person who comes and wants to sit with you at a table at Roosters. Which Shannon surprised me. I was telling him about this before the show, Ryan, and Shannon said he didn't think it was weird.
I almost was that person who sat with another couple at a table while
that
I was on vacation.
Me. Of all the people on this show, I would have thought you would have been the person who would have thought it was the weirdest because you don't like human contact.
That's not true. I love humans.
Yeah, but I mean, to be fair, though, amongst the four of us, you are the most uncomfortable with people.
That is not true.
I think it's true, Ryan. Like, when it comes to, like, strangers talking to us, don't you think he's the most uncomfortable?
Yeah, it just makes him more private, I think.
I'm not saying, like, you don't like people, Shannon. I'm just saying, like, when we're out doing stuff, it never seems like to me you embrace the talking to people. Or am I wrong about that?
I think you're wrong. I mean, you take the WrestleMania party that we had at KS Bar and Grill. I spent more time talking to other people than I did to you.
Well, that's true. No, you did. But I think wrestling, though, is a little different for you because you feel comfortable in those conversations because it's something you really like.
Maybe so. Either way, I don't think that it's weird that somebody wanted to come sit with you at Roosters. If the place is packed and the only available seats are the ones that are right across from you, and you're by yourself, I don't think it's weird.
Well, I do.
And well, you weren't happy with it, right?
Well, no, I wasn't mad. Like, I wasn't, like, angry at the guy. I mean, he just asked. But I just thought it was strange. And, you know, people wrote me about that all night. It seemed like most people agreed with me. But I will say, Ryan, there were more people that said it was a thing that's common than maybe I realized.
Well, we talked about that. Maybe in Kentucky we're not comfortable with it, but in bigger cities and outside of the state of Kentucky, maybe it is more of a thing than we realize.
They called it communal. They said, would you like to sit at the communal table?
Okay, but that's – okay, I understand that. That's asking, though.
Yeah.
Like, was that when you went in, did they ask you?
They said you could sit at the communal table or you could go to the bar.
Yeah, I understand if they ask you up front.
Right.
I mean, we've done that at KS Bar, although I don't know that we'll do it again. But we did that a little bit for game days. But I just found it weird one-on-one because it's so awkward because you're basically having to look at a person and go, I reject you.
I think there's sort of an intimidation factor that they're counting on.
Yes, I agree with that.
To hope that you will speed through your dinner and then get up and leave so they can have the table.
I think that's one. And then number two is like, it's hard. Most people don't like conflict. Yep. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Especially in person. Most people try to avoid it. And I think one of the things real, like, alpha personalities realize is if you initiate a situation like that, most people will just defer.
Right.
I'm not one of those people, as you know. But most people will, Ryan. So I think most people probably would say yes, don't you?
Yeah, and I think something I didn't know till Shannon just said that, a communal table, do you see a future where most restaurants will have one? For that, like, hey,
I think it goes the other direction. I mean, Florida's weird. Like, you know, in Florida, basically, you walk into the state and they make you sweat on people. Like, it's like, Florida's got in the, while the rest of the country is like, hey, there are these diseases, maybe we should stay apart. Florida's like, just come on down here and sit on everybody's lap.
Take that mask off. What are you doing with that mask on in there?
More like frask. Like, they don't care.
Yeah.
But I think in general, I think people are going to be less likely to do that. I want to bring up something else here for a second. I saw a story yesterday that I was shocked, and maybe I shouldn't have been, but that I was shocked exists. Do you know, Ryan, the story about the Fayette County Schools cheese sandwich policy?
I am not familiar with this.
So if you have a kid that goes to school in Fayette County and, you know, you have lunch. And, of course, there are people at lunch that if their family doesn't make a certain amount of money, they get free lunch, right? Then there are people who get reduced lunch, and then other people have to pay for their lunch. And Fayette County apparently has a policy where if a kid has over $10 due, past due, on their lunch, they do not get the full lunch and instead only get a cheese sandwich and milk.
Ugh. Okay, I know what you're talking about now.
And there's a person on the Fayette County School Board that wants to change this, that basically says, look, if a kid, for whatever reason, they haven't paid the money, you shouldn't punish the kid, especially the young kids. Like, it's very demeaning for them to have to sit down and all of the kids have full meals and they have to eat the one that clearly says they don't have the money to pay for the meal. When I saw that, I was kind of shocked that that was the policy. I mean, it feels like to me, that's like something from like the 1920s or something. Ryan, what do you think? Do you think they should change the Fayette County policy?
Yeah, I've always thought it was kind of really unfair to the kids. And it happens more than I think we realize that they show up for lunch and there's no money in their account, so they have to eat a cheese sandwich. I'm telling you, one time it happened to my son and he threw a fit. We just forgot to put money in his account and he threw a major fit because he had to eat a cheese sandwich one time. But I don't like it. I don't like the rule at all.
What do you think, Shannon?
Yeah, I'm with Ryan. I don't think it's the kid's fault. If they gave, you're talking about a cheese sandwich, just two pieces of bread and a slice of cheese in the middle.
Correct.
I would say put some butter on that thing, throw it on the grill, give me a grilled cheese sandwich is what I would say. But yeah, I mean, I'm with you, though. I think that, yeah, it's not the kid's fault. They should not have to suffer because they don't have the money.
I'm shocked this is even a policy. Now, the people for the policy, though, might say this, that if you don't do that, you give people the incentive for no one to put money in the account. That basically, without this policy, there will be freeloading parents who just don't pay anything ever. There's also the worry that maybe kids, if it's like a, I don't know, do they do cash now or is it all like, is it all account based, Ryan?
My guess is you can probably do both, but most people you can pay
so
it
let's
online.
Say that cash, I mean, people might argue the student will just keep the money and say they don't have it. So there, I think, is a worry that if you did it like this, there would be kids who basically, or parents that just wouldn't pay ever. Does that concern you at all?
I know that's the argument, because a lot of people, unfortunately, would take advantage of that and just force their kids to eat cheese sandwiches every single day because they don't want to spend any money on their kids.
No. They wouldn't force their kids to eat. The argument is that the cheese sandwiches is the only way to make parents pay. So, because most parents, I mean, the kind of parent that wants to force their kid to eat cheese sandwiches, there's going to be a lot more problems in that family probably than the cheese sandwiches.
Yep.
But go ahead.
You know, there's church organizations I know across town that package free meals for kids that they can take home on the weekends just to make sure that they have food to eat over the weekend. I don't know what the answer is, but it's a sad scenario that we.
But again, we're talking about people though whose income level is high enough that they don't qualify for free lunch. You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So it's not.
Oh yeah.
These are not necessarily people that are at the really poor line. It's people who, for whatever reason, they're not paying. Now, maybe their parents lost their job, right? I mean, that's possible. I just feel like my thing, Shannon, would be if the parent can pay and is not, deal with the parent. Maybe, like, you know, maybe there's a proceeding where you can have it withheld from their income or you raise their school tax or whatever. But however you do it, the kid shouldn't be the one that pays the price.
And I think most parents who can afford it would do the right thing and go ahead and continue to pay for the meal. But you're right. You are going to have certain situations where there's going to be somebody who wants to take advantage of that, who can afford it.
Yep.
And I don't really know what you do at that point. I don't know. I don't have the answer for that.
Yeah, I don't know either. But it feels like the one thing you cannot do is punish the child because they didn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
At least in my
That's the policy in place right now.
I can't believe that's the policy in place. I was shocked that in a place like Fayette County that was the policy. That really shocked me. But anyway, who's next?
Matt.
Matt. What's up, Matt?
Hey, this is Matt.
Yes, go ahead.
I was calling to, first time, long time, by the way.
Hoo-ah.
I was calling to shed a little light on the libero position in volleyball.
Okay, I know you have to be more in line with it than what Ryan said, so go ahead.
I would hope so. Basically, in volleyball, there's a substitution limit that you can have. So only a person can only sub in and out so many times throughout the game. And the libero is basically a free sub that can go in for any other position, and they do not count against that limit of substitutions in the game.
So that's why they're very beneficial, because it doesn't count. That makes sense to me. Okay.
Right. And they can serve, and they cannot, but they cannot contact the ball above the net in front of the 10-foot line.
Can't do above the net in front. Okay. So that's the attack line there. And was what I said about if you're a back row person, you can't jump inside the attack line for a spike, correct?
Correct. Yes.
All right, there you go. See, Shannon, we're learning together as a family.
There we go. I thought, you know, volleyball was so simple, but we're learning there's a lot to it.
Lot to it. And even the announcers, like Ryan, don't necessarily know what all is there that's a part of it. Who's next?
Let's go to Beatty.
Beatty, how are you, Beatty?
I'm doing good, Matt. You doing okay?
Doing good. What's up?
Good. So I got a Craig Skinner story. So I was speaking to him the year after when they were in the Elite Eight, Nebraska came to Memorial, and it was a huge crowd, biggest crowd.
Yes, remember that.
I cheered louder than anybody. Well, the Nebraska coach is his mentor, Tom Cook, and they both are real cool, don't show a lot of emotion, but the Nebraska coach was showing tons of emotion on the sideline, and Coach Skinner was just on the sideline. He looked confused. Kentucky got beat 3-1. So the next year, when they did the brackets, even the people doing the brackets said, hey, there might be another Nebraska-Kentucky matchup. So I went to Skinner, and I said, Coach, man, I'm proud of what you've been doing. Let me ask you a question. What would you do differently? And I think I kind of offended him, because I could just feel the energy change, and I feel like I offended his ego, and he said to me, I wouldn't do anything different. I wouldn't change a thing. We were right there. I wouldn't change anything. And I said, well, look, Coach, let me just give you some advice. If your back's against the wall, show some emotion, because your kids will feed off of that, because you're a cool, calm, collective guy, but success lies outside your comfort zone. Well, he didn't take my advice, and the next year they got swept by Nebraska again, 3-0. So when you watch him this Thursday, watch if he's emotional or if he just gets cool. If his back's against the wall, watch if he starts showing emotion, And I'm really excited for the girls. I've been following a lot of these girls.
Yeah, you go to those a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, for a long time. And,
go ahead.
Yeah, and I just want to give a quick shout-out to Coach Mullins and the rifle team who brought the first national championship. Take care,
all right,
guys.
Thank you, Beatty. Appreciate it. I like Beatty's confidence, Ryan, that he's like, I'm going to go tell Coach Skinner what he needs to do to make the Final Four.
Yeah, why not? Why not give him a little boost there, Beatty? I'm all for you, Beatty. Go for it, man. Be that number one fan.
I mean, have you listened to Cal's call-in shows? That's pretty much all it is. Coach, you need to try to do a little something different here. I got the idea on what you need to do.
Well, whatever he did, it worked. I don't know if he took Beatty's advice or not, but they're in the Final Four. We'll take a break. 502-571-1080. This is KSR.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080 or send us the Kentucky branded KSR tweet of the day by tweeting Matt at KY Sports Radio.
Big Blue and you, Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
He was driving home one evening in his beat up Pontiac. When an old lady flagged him down, her Mercedes had a flag.
Yeah, you gotta tell the whole story though.
Yeah, we don't have time to tell the whole story on the show. Standing but like he pulls over and helps her,
yep.
Right? And then like she goes, what does she go do?
Oh, you gotta listen to the song.
I think she goes, and after he helps her with the car, she goes to eat, right?
Yep.
And then when she's eating, the waitress is like, looks sad and is like pregnant, maybe. So she does the $100 tip, right?
Yeah.
And then when that lady goes home and gets in bed, she gets in bed with the guy who helped with the tire.
Huh.
Right? Like it's a circle in this.
I think that's right. It's been a while since I've heard this.
You don't owe me a thing. I've been there too. And someone wants to help me out just the way I'm helping you.
That's what it is, Shannon. So there's a lesson there. My mom was telling me that she was at Chick-fil-A and somebody paid for her on a day that she was, you know, a little having some difficulty, and it like made her very happy, which is very nice. And so thank you to whoever did that. It also got me to thinking about the fact, Ryan, that when I drive by Chick-fil-A's now, I cannot believe the lines.
I tried to go yesterday. I was like, nope, we're going over to Arby's.
Listen, I am fine with Chick-fil-A. I like Chick-fil-A fine. But what doesn't it feel like in the last year or two, it's gotten even crazier how many people want to go to Chick-fil-A?
Yeah. Every Chick-fil-A, too. It's not just one. Every one of them, the line is backed up.
And they're wrapped around, like, not just the one out there on Nicholsville Road. Shannon, the ones in Louisville.
Yep.
I mean, forget it. Like, it's crazy.
They are backed out onto the road itself to get into these Chick-fil-A's. But they are very efficient, I will say that. They will get you in and out quickly.
That's fine. But, like, just looking at the line makes me go, it can't be that good, Shannon, right? Like, it's just chicken at the end of the day.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's not the best chicken. You want the best chicken, you come to KS Bar and Grill.
Yeah, but yes, but I mean,
it's all right.
There's a level of which when you're talking about a chicken sandwich, which is that's what they do. You know, they're not doing like you don't go to Chick-fil-A for wings, right?
Right.
Like there's only so good that it can be. You know what I mean? It's just chicken. It's not gold.
And now every fast food place has their variation of the chicken sandwich that you can get.
And I don't think they're that much different, do you? I mean, some of them aren't good.
That Chick-fil-A sauce on it, it's just good.
No, man. The lines I see for that are just, they blow my mind. I would say Chick-fil-A, I'm not sure what business is more popular that people can go to, Ryan, than Chick-fil-A. There's never a moment, whatever time of day you go, that it's not out to the street.
And I'm guilty. I was in it last night. It was wrapped around the building through the parking lot.
So how long does it take? How long did it take you to get through it?
Not near as long as it used to be. Shannon's right. They've got it now where it's very efficient. They come out in the parking lot and take your order so you don't have to order at the speaker. You get up. They give you your – and you pay. You pay in the parking lot. So when you get to the window, they give you your drinks, and then you pull to a waiting area to get your food. So they've got it where
– So how long? What are we talking?
I mean, it was maybe – less than 10 minutes?
Yeah, that's incredible. for the
it is incredible for how many people are there, but still, I don't know. Was it? I mean, is it worth it? Like, is it? Does it? When you get home, do you just like you're warm? And by the way, he always eats at every restaurant we talk about, Shannon.
Yeah, he does.
Like, how many meals does this man put away? What was it worth it?
It was last night. We were kind of craving it. And after the track meet, so we went through Chick-fil-A, just kind of a thing that we wanted that last night.
Well, good for you. The final of the kids' logo, the final region is now up for the kids' logo contest. So vote today. We will, by Wednesday, well, that's tomorrow. So by tomorrow, we'll have the eight finalists that we will then bracket off with each other. But as we move closer to picking the winner, it's hard to pick them because, Ryan, they're all so nice and good,
yeah.
But we're going to get down to our final eight.
This has been really fun being a part of it, you know, and seeing all the different submissions. Your region, Matt, had some really good ones. I went and looked at it and voted. They were some good ones in your
yeah,
region.
I felt like, I mean, I turned down like 25 that I thought were very good. And it felt like that, you know, I wish we could. This is the problem with doing these things. When it comes to kids and old ladies, like, I'm too nice, right? And I don't want to tell anybody no. You know what I mean, Shannon?
Yeah, you don't
like,
want to disappoint a kid.
I don't want to disappoint a kid.
And I've loved seeing the videos on Twitter of people posting videos of their kids seeing that their picture was in the finals.
I mean, like, how sweet is that? And I hate that we can't give everybody an award, but it's the way the world works, I guess. Who's next?
Let's go to Skip.
Skip, how are you, Skip?
Hey, Matt, how are you, buddy?
I'm good.
Hey, I am the guy that was came by Friday in the Corvette with a great mullet.
Oh, dude, that was a heck of a mullet. That was
yeah,
one
was.
Of the better mullets. How old are you? Well, wait a minute. Hang on just a second. You say we just have 30 seconds left.
I am 60.
Hang on. I want to talk to you. Hang on. I'm going to bring you back after the break, okay? Skip?
I got a really bad connection.
Okay.
And I can't hardly hear you.
All right. Well, Skip, that's not my fault. I don't know what to tell you. Can you call back?
Yes, I'll try to call back.
Okay.
And,
all right, I appreciate
and
it.
An
call back, Skip. I would like to talk to you. Just right. And the radio. We'll take a break. Be right back. Kentucky Sports Radio.
Now, more of Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Here's Matt Jones.
What is the name?
Sublime.
Sublime, yes.
Yeah.
Perfect
Happy 420
song for today. Yeah. That's right. Hey, Don Franklin is the place that you will go to race on down to get some vehicles. Don Franklin's family of dealership saves big. Visit DonFranklinAuto.com to find your new ride today. And they want to buy your car at Don Franklin. They'll offer you $1,000 more for your trade. See, they really do pay more at Don Franklin. A huge selection of vehicles and the best price. They'll offer you more for your vehicle, or if they don't, they'll just hand you $100. You'll just get a hundy for walking in there. So go to DonFranklinAuto.com. That's DonFranklinAuto.com. On the text machine, which is 772-774-5254, this came in. When it comes to public appearances with KSR, I've been to two events. Ryan Lemon is by far the nicest, but Shannon and Matt, both big-time people.
That
hey, newsflash, fellas, you're not that famous.
First of all, that's a lie. I've never big-timed anybody.
Yeah, I don't. First of all, Ryan is without question the nicest. I will fully agree with that. Ryan really enjoys talking to people. Ryan will engage with people longer than anyone. So that part of the sentence is totally correct. At remotes and events, Ryan is the best with the crowd. It's one of his endearing qualities.
Thank you, man. That's very nice. That's
Well, it's just
that.
True. I mean, that's objectively
that.
True.
Yep.
But me, Drew, and Shannon, we all are different than Ryan, but we don't big time anybody. First of all, you have to understand the dynamics of a show. I have to actually put a show on. You know, I have all the topics, and I have to, like, entertain the crowd. So those 2 hours, Ryan, are pretty stressful for me in general.
Yeah, and the people that come up and try to talk to you during commercial breaks when you're busy preparing the next segment for the show,
yeah,
you have to say,
I
come see me after the show.
I'm trying not to be rude to people,
yeah.
But, like, we get 2 minutes in these breaks, and I'm trying to figure out, okay, what am I going to say? What's the music? Who's there? What are we trying to do? Oh, there's an audience here. Do I want to engage the audience? Like, I'm trying to do all that.
And so you stick around after the show and take pictures with anybody who wants them.
Yep.
Yeah. You don't, you know, you don't just blow out of there.
Both you guys
I've stuck around for 30 minutes after a show talking to people before.
Yes, so. I don't think that's fair.
No.
I mean, I think there's no doubt to me that Ryan's the best. I would say, you know, Drew is probably second. Shannon may even be third. I might be last, but I don't say this to be mean, but I got a lot of stuff I got to get done during those couple hours. And, you know, these dudes, they do a great job, and that's partially why it's fun to come. But, you know, we do the best we can.
You do sign anything or take a picture with anybody after the show?
The best time to talk to me is at the restaurant, because that's when I think, Ryan, I'm in the most, like, engaging mood to people.
Yeah, you're your normal self. You're just Matt. You're not KSR sports personality Matt Jones. You're just Matt when you're in there.
And talking to me is not nearly as interesting as people think, Shannon. You know,
that's true.
I am much more entertaining on these 2 hours than I am just in life.
Hey, you said it. Don't look at me.
Well, I didn't want you to say that. I felt like you would. I mean,
Now, if you want to discuss the latest article in the Bloomberg magazine, Matt's your guy.
Oh, there was a really good one this week, too, about this guy that lost $20 billion in 2 days.
Ooh. I feel like that should be a topic.
Yeah, it was fascinating. But, you know, that wasn't very nice, Shannon. That one cut deep.
You know I love you. Yeah, I'd like to give you a hard time.
Sounded like you did. All right, go back to Skip. Here
Skip,
for a minute.
Yep.
All right, so Skip, you're 60 years old. Where do you live?
Lexington.
So you live in Lexington.
Yeah.
That's a heck of a mullet for a 60-year-old. I mean, yeah, might be the only 60-year-old I know that still has a mullet.
Well, it started with the quarantine. You know, you couldn't get your hair cut, so it just kept growing. And everybody at work seemed to like it. And hey, I just said, hey, I'm just going to let it go and see where it ends up.
You don't have to tell me the specifics of your business, but, like, what kind of job do you have where people are loving the 60-year-old mullet?
I work in a maintenance department.
Okay. All right. I got you. Now, the Corvette was cool. So, like, you're putting off quite a vibe there, Skip.
Mullet, yeah, I know.
Corvette. Yeah, like, it's a whole, you got a whole thing going on.
Yes, the Corvette definitely helps. And actually, I have a hair appointment Thursday. And I was toying with the idea of just getting it all cut off for summer.
I don't think you should. But, Ryan,
well,
do you think
I'm going to get a highlight. I'm going to get a heavy highlight.
Oh, you're going to get highlight.
By
okay,
that point,
nice.
I will look at. I'll look like the Tiger King at that point.
So are you telling me you're going to get blonde highlights?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
it.
Oh wow, Shannon!
Blonde
Whoa.
Highlight.
Wow, I like it.
All right, so let me ask you. I be honest with you, Skip. If you're getting blonde highlights on your 60-year-old mullet, Ryan, I think I'd like him to come to the volleyball game Saturday night. Wouldn't you like to see him Saturday?
I was going to say, I've got to see it. After he's got this done, he rolls up his Corvette.
Yeah, I think you need to come. Can you? Why don't you, to celebrate your new Tiger King haircut, why don't you come Thursday night to the volleyball party?
Okay, I will do that. My appointment's like at 3 o'clock. So
that's perfect. I can't imagine a better way to celebrate than to have your...
I can't either.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to it, Skip. Nice. See you Thursday. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
You can also come to OVW. You'd fit right in with the crowd.
You wouldn't be able to tell him and Ryan Howe apart.
That's right. A lot of mullets there.
Oh, my. Dude, that dude with the blonde mullet, that's going to be something, don't you think, Ryan?
Honestly, I can't wait to see it. I mean, he's got it going on, man.
I know you folks listening haven't seen this guy, but just trust me. That's going to be as entertaining as the game Thursday night. By the way, they can win that game Thursday night. Maybe even I think they're favored, right? They're playing the number 6 overall seed, Washington, but they're the 2 overall seed. Ryan, I mean, there's a really good chance they can win that game and go to the championship.
There is no doubt. Like I said, look, they've dominated. They've not lost a set yet, 3-0. And I was mistaken earlier. I said they're undefeated. They did lose one match during the regular
season.
Lost
to Florida, right?
Yeah. But they are incredible.
Is the finals Friday night or Saturday?
I don't know. I didn't see that.
Because here's the thing. Friday night's going to be a heck of a night. Because, you know, Landon Young and Drake Jackson are doing their signing Friday. At KS Bar. That's from 6 to 8. We'll have more info on this tomorrow. They're going to be on the show tomorrow, by the way. Those guys will be sitting in with us tomorrow in Lexington. But so that'll be going on. Shannon, we're going to be filming the OVW commercial and have people fighting in KSR Friday night, in KS Bar.
Oh, we're doing it at KS Bar. I didn't know that.
Well, we're doing it all over Lexington, yeah. But I think I'm going to bring them to fight while people are standing in line.
Uh-huh.
Because that'll be a good visual, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
And then if the volleyball's playing too, Ryan, that would be a heck of a thing, you know, the whole scene.
It would be awesome, really, if it all ends up happening on Friday night.
By the way, so I've got the four people, Shannon. Pectacular, Luscious, Omar, and AJZ.
Yeah.
We're going to be fighting throughout the city of Lexington.
Well, those guys, yeah, you picked a good four because those guys do not like each other.
Exactly. And so they'll fight all through Lexington.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take them down to Rupp Arena. We're going to take them to Thoroughbred Park. I might take them to the mall.
Have you cleared this by the mall yet, or are you just going to go in there and start doing it?
Do? I mean, if they kick us out, we'll have that footage too, right?
Yeah, it's true,
I mean,
yeah.
This is going to be avant-garde, Shannon, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe take them out to the Red Mile.
Yep. Have them brawl all over Lexington.
Have them brawl throughout the historical gaming everywhere.
I like it. I can't wait
Ryan,
to see
you
the
like it,
product.
Don't you? Isn't this going to be good?
I love this idea. It's just capturing the people's looks on their faces that are standing around watching these guys go at it. What's going to be so funny?
What's the weather supposed to be like Friday? I was worried about it. Is it supposed to be okay? Because we need to not have rain.
That's true. Need to look it up.
Let's see.
The championship Friday. Game, by the way, is on Saturday while we're looking
okay,
this up.
Okay, well, then we won't be
Friday, we're good. Partly cloudy.
Okay, we should be good then. Who's next?
Harvey's up next.
Oh, nice. Harvey, how are you, Harvey?
Hey, I'm doing good. I wanted to address that issue you had about sitting and somebody wanting to sit with you.
Yes.
Okay. In my experiences, I've had that happen to me hundreds of times. Okay.
That's not true.
Everybody has a spiritual signature. It's called an aura or an energy field. That person might have picked up on your aura, which a lot of spiritual people can see, and seen that you would be compatible if you would have went ahead and said, sit down. He might have wanted to share or see something with you which would deter your inflated ego or whatever, maybe something wrong with you or something in your life. So the next time maybe you should say, yeah, can you tell me anything?
There's a lot to unpack here. First of all, Harvey, you said that you've had this happen hundreds of times. I don't know that I believe that, Harvey.
Okay. I used to go to a restaurant before this pandemic, the Waffle King. Okay.
Yeah.
People every day would come and sit, just say, can I sit with you and speak? And I'd say, sure, because, and they'd say, we know of you. Will you read my aura? Which is, you can tell colors of the aura. You can tell if there's the indentation in it, if there's sickness, all kinds of different things. God gave it to you when you were born. It's your spiritual signature.
Okay, so you're telling me, Harvey, hang on a second. You're telling me that you would go to the Waffle King where, in like Somerset?
Yeah.
So you would go to the Somerset Waffle King, and you would sit. What did you usually order at the Waffle King?
I'd order like hash browns with eggs, and I'd take my own tea bag, herbal tea, and I'd just get water.
All right, so you'd have your hash browns, eggs, and herbal tea, and you would sit there, and you're telling me that multiple people would come up and say, can I sit with you? Will you tell me about my aura?
Yes, I have, and God knows that's true. I have people come down to the store. I don't own, but I help, and they will just come in, and three or four of them, we just sit down and talk. That's what's wrong nowadays. Nobody opens up and talks.
I understand. So let me ask you, when the pandemic, when you get to a point that you're comfortable going in public, can we come sit with you at the Waffle King?
And you read our auras.
Yeah, I'll even buy.
Oh, you'll even buy?
I'm there.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, Harvey?
I'm not rich, but I'm comfortable, you know.
Yeah. No, I understand. You're comfortable. Well, listen,
hey,
Harvey.
I want to tell you something, too. I used I'm a pilot. I have pilot license.
Of course.
I have had 5 airplanes. I'm no dummy. I've got 2 degrees from college, and
You have five airplanes. You own 5 airplanes.
I had 5 airplanes.
Oh, okay, gotcha. What happened to them?
Just over the years, I just got rid of them. I've got a Harley now. I ride.
Okay, well, Harvey, you're fascinating.
I'll be 84 this year, brother.
I know. You're a fascinating person. I always enjoy your calls, and good luck to your next trip to the Waffle King, okay?
Start looking for people's aura. It's
right,
about a quarter of an inch over their head.
Look at your aura. Wish you were here right now. I would
appreciate
read your aura.
The call. I have, you know, because of my condition, I have auras, but I don't know it's the exact same thing he's talking about.
Let me ask you something. Would you be willing to jump into a plane with Harvey as the pilot?
I would love to sit and talk to Harvey.
Yeah.
I could listen to him talk.
Yeah, me too.
Nonstop.
He's the best.
But no, I would not jump into a plane or a Harley or really anything except a Waffle King booth with Harvey. We'll take a break. Come back. 502-571-1080. This is KSR.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080.
If it's in Kentucky, it's on Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
This has gotten into my top 2 or 3 Tom Petty songs.
Oh, this one has.
I just love it. You know, I'm trying to think. I would say this one. The Waiting, You're So Bad.
Yep.
And I don't know. Oh, the one. I like the one, too. Running Down a Dream.
Yeah, that's mine. Running Down a Dream and You Wreck Me would probably be my top 2.
You Wreck Me is also really good.
Yep.
Yeah. I just like this song. It's a very mellow, it's kind of a Harvey song.
I'll probably be playing it this afternoon, so just tune in to Double Q or QMF and I'll have it for you.
I can't think of anything.
Your radio's broken, I know, so you'll have to listen.
KentuckyBranded.com, text of the day. You go to KentuckyBranded.com for your UK gear, your KSR gear, basically all gear. KentuckyBranded.com, one person writes, I enjoy talking to you at the bar, Matt. You really let your bangs down. Yeah, I don't have bangs anymore. My hair doesn't grow enough now to have bangs.
Yeah.
I saw an old picture. You know, you mentioned earlier, Ryan, that this is going to be your 10-year anniversary next week, right? Isn't it next week?
Derby week is my anniversary.
It's amazing. 10 years for you. I was looking at an old picture of you, and we give you a hard time on the hair plugs and the hair transplant, but you really look much better with it. I think it was a really good decision for you, don't you?
Oh, I would do it again. Yeah, I'm very happy with it. And especially when, like you said, you look at those old pictures, you're like, wow, man, you were about to lose it all, and now I look like a movie star.
I mean, I wouldn't go that far, but I would say that, I think it was you, I don't even, like when I see the pictures of you before, it doesn't even really look like you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, makes me look a lot older, I think.
Yeah, I think it does. I think that's probably
now I'm a young stud, you know, again, posing for pictures
teeth.
With beautiful women. Yeah.
One person says, Matt, does Harvey not like you? He makes 2 to 3 backhanded slights at you per call. Yeah, I'm not sure if he does, but it doesn't. But ultimately, Shannon, it doesn't matter because he's a great caller. Like I always say, it is irrelevant to me whether or not people who don't know me like me because they don't know me. But as long as they make the show entertaining, then I'm good with it.
Yeah, I can never really figure out if he likes us or not. I know we like Harvey, but I don't know how he feels about us.
Yeah, and he's a very different person on this show than he is on social media.
I don't follow him on social media. I don't know.
On social media, he is a different dude than he is. On this show, he's like the most lovable hippie. On social media, he's one of those people that is like threatening to if you don't like his political beliefs, it is not good.
I've had people tell me they think he's fake. And I'm like, oh, no.
No,
I don't think he's fake at all.
No, he's not fake. I mean, I think people, especially people who live in Lexington and Louisville, Ryan, I don't think they realize how many bizarre characters are out in the state. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I say that with love. But, like, when I just think about the people that were where I grew up, like, there was a man who, when I was growing up, that everywhere he walked in town, he just did the sounds of a choo-choo train as he walked.
That's weird.
A little weird.
Yeah. And there was a guy, Chris Mosley in Leslie County, who said every time he would talk, he would say every sentence, the same sentence twice. So, like, he would just go, you know, hey, Shannon, you want to go eat? Hey, Shannon, you want to go eat? And he'd say that every time he talked.
We got to get that guy on.
Yeah. I mean, and otherwise he was like 100% normal, but he would just repeat everything. And I there are those people everywhere. So I firmly believe Ryan Harvey is 100% real.
Yeah, I do too. There's too many things that he says and talks about that he's very eclectic, but he's absolutely real.
Yes. Walter Mondale died. Did you know who Walter Mondale was, Ryan?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, ran for president. He was vice president. I think Geraldine
Vice
Ferraro.
He was a senator for many years. They called him Fritz. He was vice president under Jimmy Carter. Mm-hmm. He ran for president in 1984 against Ronald Reagan. He was the first person to ever put a woman on his ticket, Geraldine Ferraro.
Yeah.
He lost probably the worst anyone will ever lose the presidential race. He lost 49 states to one.
Well, he said he was going to raise taxes.
And that was the thing.
Yeah.
But here's the thing I respect about him, Shannon. He wouldn't lie during the thing.
Right.
They asked him, will you raise taxes? And he said, yes, we need to. And, of course, no one voted for him for that. But he said, I'm not going to lie to you and say I won't, and then I do it.
Yep.
I'm just going to tell you what I'm doing. And when he lost, he said, I can go to bed at night knowing that I told the truth the entire election. I actually have a lot of respect for that, don't you?
I do, too. Absolutely. Yeah, because Ronald Reagan got in, and what did he do? He raised taxes. He just didn't tell you he was going to raise taxes.
Well, I don't. I just think that's a. I think, Ryan, that there's just something positive about a person who at least keeps his integrity, even if it causes him to lose.
And in politics, that's rare sometimes to find somebody, a man like that, yeah, or a woman.
It also goes to show that if you tell the truth, you're going to lose 49 states to one.
Yep, so you need to lie.
So I guess the incentive is, if you in politics, I guess you have to lie if you're going to lie.
I didn't realize that. He lost 49 states to one.
And the only state he won was his home state, which was, I think, Minnesota. Yep. It was the only one he won. So, who's next?
Tucker.
Tucker, how are you, Tucker?
Doing good. I'll try to give you some cliff notes on volleyball real quick.
Go for it, quickly.
The starting positions and rotations for service is the same as what you grew up playing. The main difference is the front three at the net is played by position, where the left is like the best hitter or striker. Middle is usually the tallest and best blocker because she can help both left and right. And then the right is another good blocker because she's going against the best hitter on the other team.
There you go. That's good.
And so when you see them all bunched up in the middle, they have to be in the same service order, but as soon as the ball is hit, they're rotating to their playing position.
Yeah, that's good to know. I hate to cut you off, but I got to do an ad and we have to go. But thank you for that info. If you are in recovery for substance abuse disorder and looking for a new career, the Kentucky Comeback Initiative, powered by the Kentucky Chamber, can help. Go to KentuckyComeback.com. Employers all across the state are willing to give you a chance to turn your life around, support your family, and become a productive member of society. If you want to get a new education, a new job, or a new career, go to KentuckyComeback.com. Don't let the past stand in the way of a new life for you. Go to KentuckyComeback.com. Couple things. Tomorrow, Landon Young and Drake Jackson will be on with us the second hour to talk about their time at UK. I'm really looking forward to that. Their signing will be Friday at KS Bar. Plan on coming out and supporting those guys. We'll be here all week. We'll do some country music as well. Shannon, good to have you back.
Good to be back.
Ryan, that was fun. Appreciate it.
Let's do it. All right, brother.
We'll see you tomorrow. This has been Kentucky Sports Radio.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand.